listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a better way to put it off. Now, I don't mean in the sense of procrastination. I mean it, put it off in a different sense. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, which reads this. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. In the previous verses, Paul wrote to the Christians in Colossae about the kind of sins they should give up and consider themselves dead to. Paul wrote about sins that we normally consider notorious, sexual sins and greed and things like that. Here we see that Paul thought we should be concerned with more than the notorious sins. We should also be concerned with all sins, even what many people would think of as lesser sins. That's why Paul wrote, "Now you yourselves are to put off all these." The sins Paul here listed, anger, wrath, and so forth, are regarded by many people as little sins that Christians may overlook with little danger. But God challenges us to put off the old man in every area of our lives. That phrase, put off, is exactly that which would be used for taking off a suit of clothes. It's as if Paul meant, now that you belong to Jesus, even these sins don't fit you anymore. Take them off like you would take off old, dirty, bad-fitting clothes. Now take a good look at the sins that are listed here. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language, and speaking the lie. Each of these sins are primarily concerned with what we say. When Paul called the believer to deeper obedience, he told us to bridle or control our tongue, as did James in James chapter 1 and chapter 3. The other thing to notice about this list is that it has to do with sins that we commit as we relate to others. We get angry with one another, we harbor malice towards one another, and we lie to one another. So as Paul listed sins in Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 9, he showed two high priorities in Christian living: sexual morality connected with a right attitude towards material things, and then also simply getting along in love with one another. It's easy for a Christian community to compromise on one of these things or another, to compromise either on the standards of morality or on love for each other. But by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul insisted that they both have a high place in the Christian life. Friends, when Paul wrote, "You have put off the old man with his deeds," it means that in Christ Jesus, the saints of God are different people. Therefore, when we feel tempted to immorality or anger, we should regard this as an unwelcome intruder that has no right to stay. The real you is the new man. The old man is something you should put off. And friend, don't put off, that is procrastinate, in putting off the old man. It's something you can give attention to today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.